Charles Lemoyne, and Jacques Lebert, friends and brothers-in-law. The history of Montreal in the 17th century was marked by the personalities of two unusual men, Charles Lemoyne and Jacques Lebert. They arrived after the founding of the city and were both brothers-in-law and partners. The two of them had a formidable sense of business and became the richest men in the city. Charles Lemoyne was originally from Dieppe, France. He arrived in New France in 1641 at the age of 15. He was an indentured employee of the Jesuits for their Huron mission and lived in Sainte-Marie among the Hurons, near Georgian Bay, for 4 years. He quickly learned to speak the languages of the First Nations people. His talent as an interpreter was a strategic asset for him in the fur trade and later for the diplomatic strategy in which he played an important role. In 1646, Charles Lemoyne settled definitively in Ville-Marie, which later became Montreal. He was one of the military leaders of the small village. In 1654, following his marriage to Catherine Thierry, Chomedey de Maisonneuve gave Lemoyne a concession for 90 acres of land on the southwest point, which took the name Pointe Saint-Charles at that time. Later, Charles Lemoyne was involved in the development of his seigneuries. He had 12 sons, 10 of whom played illustrious roles in the history of New France. He died in February 1685 and was buried in the crypt of the Église Notre-Dame in Montreal. His sister, Jeanne Lemoyne, married Jacques Lebert, originally from Rouen. She arrived here in 1657. Jacques Lebert was an exceptional businessman. He partnered with Charles in a very profitable fur trade business. They established fur trading posts beyond the secure limits of Montreal, such as the one in Lachine, which they had built in 1669, as well as the one in Senneville. Jacques Lebert was one of the most influential individuals of his time. He was given a noble title in 1696 and died in 1706. He owned lands in Pointe-Saint-Charles, as did his brother, François Lebert, who built the house that Marguerite Bourgeois purchased from him in 1668. That house is now Maison Saint-Gabriel, museum and historical site.